Pretty much a clown show here today, the Bob Morning Show. And really, when you think about it, get down to brass tacks, we wouldn't want it any other way.
We also know
that you wouldn't want it any other way either.
That's right.
That's how we do it. That's what we mean when we say bobbing it up. That's what this is. Because even if you listen to that, doesn't that sound like Bob?
It does sound like Bob.
I mean, it's one syllable. Bob is one syllable. This is a palindrome, same forwards and backwards, as is Bob. Today is Friday, April 20th, 110th day of the year, 2:55 left to go. You're familiar with the work of one Louis Pasteur.
Oh, for sure.
Are you not? Mm-hmm. But are you familiar with the work of Claude Bernard, another guy who is lost in the shadows of another guy? Paul Revere had the other riders.
Right,
we never hear about them.
No.
We never hear about Claude Bernard, but he was very important in the development of pasteurization.
Oh, he is?
Date, 1862, the first pasteurization test completed by Frenchmen Louis Pasteur and Claude Bernard. You know what? Maybe what happened, these were the first tests. Maybe they tested it on Claude Bernard and he died.
Yeah.
And that's how we forgot about it. We'll just sweep that one under the rug. And you know, they didn't. The first tests were not on milk. Actually, on beer and wine.
Really?
That was the main problem. They weren't worried about milk and cereal and whatever else.
Right.
Breakfast cereal. They had Cheerios in 1862, didn't they?
I would hope so.
They were worried about beer because beer was spoiling.
Well,
so we had to find a way to get the microbes out of there.
That's true. I think it was really his last name. You can't pasteurize and Bernardarize.
Bernardarize would not have been good.
Didn't work, no.
1862, 1879. This is the first recorded evidence of a mobile home, a trailer.
Really?
First mobile home, 1879. It was horse-drawn, of course.
Yeah.
Was used in a journey from London to Cyprus, which is that, if that's Cyprus, the island, I guess they found some horses that could swim and
right,
a floating trailer.
How do you
trailer.
Get out to that? Yeah.
Yeah, so the first mobile home, 1879.
And then it got destroyed in a tornado.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
They forgot to put the skirting on.
Yeah.
They didn't strap it down.
Yep.
That was 1879. 1912, Van Helsing, now that you learned what you have learned. 1912, Dracula author Bram Stoker died.
Yeah.
At the age of 64, we would not have the Count from Sesame Street. We would not have Count Chocula. We wouldn't have George Hamilton doing Love at First Bite. I mean, just think of all the different renditions of Dracula and those things. We wouldn't have those things, those characters, if not for Bram Stoker.
Yes. Or the memorable Bela Lugosi portrayal.
Right, which I just impersonated.
Yes,
that
you
was
did.
About
that was very good.
Learn what you blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he had. What was he?
Yeah, something.
He may have had peanut butter.
Yeah.
Does blood stick to your mouth? That's what
maybe.
Anyway, 1912, Dracula's Bram Stoker. I'm from Bram.
Yes,
but
you are.
We spell it different. There's an H and another A in there.
Is that Stoker your ace?
Stoker Ace. Yes, it is Stoker Ace.
Okay.
We should play that CDB song.
Right.
1918. Manfred von Richthofen.
Oh.
You know him better as the Red Baron, the Bloody
Red
Baron. So he shot down how many, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more?
Bloody Red Baron
rolling up the score. 80. So it was 80. This date he shot down his 79th and 80th victims, marking his final victories. He would be shot down the next day.
By an English pilot, I think.
Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy. That's
Snoopy
right.
Flying on his doghouse. Got him.
Wow.
He got him with some kibble. He had the kibble shooter.
Wow.
Doop, 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 doop. 1959. Tell me if you can recognize this voice.
All right. Puppy love, puppy love. They all call it puppy love. I'm holding up and down the kids and hugging. I like it. It's puppy love. Almost sounds like Dolly.
Well, you would be right. It's got a Brenda Lee type sound to it, of course. Little rockabilly there for Dolly Parton. This is her first ever single.
Gosh.
1959, this date. She released Puppy Love. Neither did I until I brought it out.
I wonder
on
how
45.
Old she was there then.
1959, her first single. Well, she wasn't born in the 30s. She was in the 40s, so she must have been in her teens.
I'll do a quick
at least do a quick
a
fact
quick
check
fact
on that.
Check,
so that was in 59, 1961. The FCC, Federal Communications
Commission.
She was 13
there, Jim.
Tanya Tucker.
Yeah, she Leanne was born. Rimes. Says here she was born in 1946, so that would have made her 13.
There you go. Yeah.
Puppy love.
FCC, you're familiar with them. You're on the phone with them on a daily basis about what we say.
We're not their biggest fans.
They approved FM frequency modulation stereo broadcasting. They've been doing it. They invented it many, many, many years prior to this, but they finally approved it.
What year was that?
1961.
Wow. I don't remember, you know, really FM, listening to FM radio until, gosh, almost the early 70s.
We only, same thing here. We had just about only AM stations or AM radios in our house and barn and cars until the late 70s.
Yeah.
And then my mom started listening to KS95.
Sure.
Not to mention another station, but this is history.
Yes,
so we
yes.
can talk about it here on the Almanac. Right. We can bring up other radio station names. And then started listening to the FM station. I remember the first time I listened to FM, I go, ooh,
I know.
Listen to that sound.
That was sweet.
In stereo. So that was in 61. This date in 1992.
Comedian Benny Hill died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 67. Hill was the first comic star of British television, and his show became a cult favorite in this country in the 1980s.
I show you my 38s if you show me yours.
There was nothing.
There
so-
is the great Benny Hill.
Needed to slip that in there.
That is
just
awesome.
Just a few double entendres
Benny
during
was,
his show.
Benny
Rapid,
was all about those.
Maybe one every 30 seconds at least. And remember the old bald guy?
Yeah.
Used to slap his head.
Right.
Smooth like a baby's bottom, he once said. Benny Hill died at the age of 67. He was young on this date. 1997, Mark McGwire became the fourth hitter in Major League Baseball to hit a home run on the left field roof at Tiger Stadium. Frank Howard.
But he was a...
Cecil Fielder. And, of course, our very own Harmon Killebrew did
nice.
It. But I'm going to say that other than those three, Mark McGwire is...
A cheater.
Yes. Those were performance enhanced. That home run.
Yeah.
So, 1997. 1999 this date.
Authorities at Columbine High School are searching for booby trap explosives left behind by the two suspects in the Colorado school shooting.
Jeez.
The sheriff in the Denver suburb compares the search to walking through a minefield. The death toll in the shooting is now set at 15 or 16, including two teens.
It ended up being 13 total. There was still confusion there early on and didn't even know how to pronounce Columbine for the national broadcasters yet at that point in time. But that was kind of, I don't know if that was the first one, but it was the first one kind of that I can remember. The mass shooting at schools, and we've had way too many of them since.
Gives me a knot in my stomach. Just
why people do that. We knew the name Dylan Klebold. That's the name that comes to mind as one of the shooters, and the video of and pictures of them walking through the school with their guns.
Horrific.
1999 is when that happened. 2010.
11 workers are still missing and feared dead, while the rig that exploded on Tuesday has now sunk, threatening a major oil spill off the Louisiana coast.
That's the Deepwater Horizon.
Sure.
The drilling rig that exploded and then it sunk, killing 11.
I never saw that movie.
It's a good movie. It's with, what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. And then Kate Hudson, the daughter that we found out yesterday to Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Couldn't
think of Goldie Hawn's name for whatever reason.
Took us a while.
Yeah. Mental block. I had Terry Garr, another nice-looking blonde in my brain. Once you get one good-looking blonde, just you can't think of any of the other ones.
She was young Frankenstein.
That's kind of a rule.
Fame. Yeah.
So that was 2010. 2016 this date.
Well, we're back with breaking news, and in the past few minutes we have learned abolitionist Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the face of the $20 bill. New York City First Lady Charlene McRae already on board. She tweeted a mock-up image of the bill.
So that is still going to happen sometime in the future. I guess 2020.
Oh, okay.
Is
I wondered.
The year that
I haven't
they're
seen
unveil, Harriet Tubman. She'll take the place of Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
So we got to find somewhere to put, and we don't want to forget about Andrew Jackson.
No.
Old Hickory. We got to find a place to put him. So where are we going to put him?
Let's get a $15 bill.
Get a $15
going.
Bill. That'd be handy.
Yeah.
The reason they announced it on this date is because it was the anniversary of Harriet Tubman starting her Underground Railroad.
Oh, that's right.
Which occurred on this date in 1853. Birthdays.
Oh, my.
Let's hear that again.
Oh, my.
George Takei, you know, famous as Sulu, but now... In the last 20 years, he's become more famous for that little catchphrase.
Right.
Oh, my. George Takei, Picara Sulu. the helmsman of the Star Trek, the USS Enterprise.
Yeah.
On Star Trek.
He was awesome.
He was a swashbuckler. Remember the episode where he didn't have a shirt on and he was going around fencing?
Yeah.
George Takei is 81.
Poetry in motion. Walking by my side. Her lovely locomotion.
Kind of the theme song to your golf swing, Neil. It's Poetry in Motion.
Yes.
Poetry in
Johnny Tillotson.
Great
talk
singer.
Back, talk Back, Trembling Lips. Trembling Lips is another one of his hits.
Yes.
He is 79 today. Happy birthday to him. Ryan O'Neill, he was a hunk, the ladies tell me.
Hey, what makes you so sure I went to prep school?
You look stupid and rich.
Actually, I'm smart and poor.
Uh-uh. I'm smart and poor.
What makes you so smart?
I wouldn't go for coffee with you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't ask you.
Whoa. Well, that's what makes you stupid.
Pretty good back and forth there between him and Ally McGraw.
Is that Love Story?
That's Love Story.
Oh, nice.
One of the great movies of all time.
Yep.
And Ryan O'Neill, he was with Farrah Fawcett for the longest time. They never got married.
Yes,
but they were together. And, you know, Tatum O'Neill.
Yes.
Tatum O'Neill from Bad News Bears, his daughter. So Ryan O'Neill is 77. We call him the old ball coach.
These guys, I don't know if we're going to be able to beat anybody this year. Quarterbacks, they can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. I don't know if we could hit that indoor facility right there. Receivers, they couldn't catch a cold if it was the middle of February, dropping everything.
Well, he tells it like it is.
Yeah, he does.
And he's a Dr. Pepper drinker, too, which I can respect. Well, Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach, he's the one who gave us Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
He is 73 today.
No, don't put me down! Don't put me down! Please! Hold on to me!
Faye Ray. Was that the name? Was she Faye Ray as well? I mean, she was the same... She was the gal that Kong was, you know,
in the
head over heels over.
Yeah, in the 1933
This is
version.
The 1976 one. And like a, you know, kind of like a woman, she couldn't make up her mind. First, she wants him to put her down. And then at the end, she doesn't want Kong to put her down. Hold on to me.
What are we doing here?
They're
going to
kill you. She got, Beauty killed the Beast.
Right.
Is what ended up happening there. And Jessica Lange, Minnesota native.
Yes, that's right.
She was good in Tootsie, too. That's a movie I need to see again for the first time.
Yeah.
But there she is in King Kong. Jessica Lange is 69. Richie Cunningham's real-life brother, not the one that disappeared on Happy Days.
Right.
What was his name? Not Arnold. Chuck.
Chuck
was the guy who went upstairs and never came down like in season two. But this is Clint Howard.
Sir, Dr. Evil's not bluffing. One of our satellites is falling out of orbit.
Which one?
It's the one that looks like a pair of...
Melons! Big, juicy melons!
Clint Howard, 59.
He was Leon in the Andy Griffith program.
And don't forget him about... He was on Gentle Ben.
Yes, he was.
The bear in the Florida Everglades with Dennis Weaver.
Yes.
I always wanted one of those airboats.
Oh, they were sweet.
From Gentle Ben. Yeah. But Clint Howard, the brother of Ron Howard, is 59.
If what you say about this girl is true, bring her to me.
Neil, tell me all that you know about Supreme Leader Snoke.
That's it?
Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis, 54 today. He played Supreme Leader Snoke. Most of it was CGI, but that's his real voice with some processing. Mm-hmm. In the latest two Star Wars movies, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. He was also Gollum in the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings movies. You know, the little funny, ugly thing,
yes,
My Precious,
yes,
with the ring. Andy Serkis is 54. He was Marty McFly's brother, or father.
Father.
Give me a milk. Chocolate.
And, of course, he ended up being his mother's density. That would be Marty's mother
in
Back to the Future. Crispin Glover.
All-time favorite, sir.
He is 54. He has one of the stranger appearances on David Letterman.
He's an odd
as
cat.
Well. He's very odd. 54 today. Carmen Electra, actress and model. 46. Mm-hmm. Country singer.
In a Chevy in a hurry in a pulling down rain. With a caution light flashing in the passing lane. From a bridge
Garbage, I watched
one of my favorite scenes from Back to the Future. It's the first one where he's talking with George, his dad, and he goes, "Hey, we're going to take care of that daddy-o."
Yeah. He catches himself.
Here's Wade Hayes. He's a daddy-o.
Yeah, he is. He's good. I like
he's
Wade
49
Hayes.
Today.
Yep.
The day that she left Chevy, or left Tulsa in a Chevy. A lot of people leave Tulsa's in a Chevy.
Old enough to know better.
If you drive a Ford, you can't leave Tulsa. You have to leave in a Chevy.
Okay.
Or, and it can't be a foreign-made car either. So Wade Hayes, happy birthday to him. This guy.
Whoa.
Joey Lawrence from Blossom. That was his catchphrase.
His only line.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. He wasn't a great actor. Joey Lawrence, American Dreams, Blossom, Brotherly Love. He is 42. And the guy who plays Cisco on The Flash.
I like that.
A.K.A. Vibe. When he's using his powers, he's Vibe. Uh-huh. He's Carlos Valdez, 29.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We have U.S. Marine Corps General Howlin' Mad Smith was born on this day, 1882. He was a very, very bad person, and he was Adolf Hitler, 1889. Comedian, actor Harold Lloyd was born on this day, 1893. He appeared in many silent movies.
I love the guys who were in silent movies, because then I don't have to get audio for them.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, silent movies, there's nothing. We can do a little piano part, but that's nothing.
He was the bespeckled comedian in those early silents. Harold Lloyd, very talented, 1893.
Why did he need his glasses? He didn't need to read his lines.
Well, I don't know, but he needed to see where he was going. He did a lot of his own stunts. What about jazz great Lionel Hampton?
Don't you mean a thing if you ain't got that sway. Hey, Johnny, it don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing.
That's some good jazz.
Yeah, it is. 1908. Another jazz great, Tito Puente, 1923. And let's do one more. Rhythm and blues singer, Luther Vandross. Smooth, light rock. Kind of light.
With the drum machine.
Sure. Luther Vandross was born on this day, 1951, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And no Almanac trivia today, but we'll give away Oak Ridge Boys tickets next week.
All next week with our Fave 5 segment, yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That wraps up a week of Almanacs. If you missed any of the Almanacs this week, you can find all 5 of them online at mybobcountry.com. On your total country station, Bob FM, here's Highway 101.